Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and welcome to Consult the Sage. This is my first episode ever. My name is MV Sage, and I am a certified Reiki healer. I am a professional soul discovery coach and an intuitive psychic. I'm also an author of self-help books and a blogger for the site, my site, consultthesage.com. Now, today, I'm going to be doing my very first show. As I said, I want to introduce myself just a little bit to you. I'm not going to go on too long. I just want to talk a little bit about myself. I am 39 years old. I have been married for 15 years, going on 16, and I've had some issues in my life. I think we all have, you know. I've had a lot of health issues. I was born with a very rare genetic disease. Only maybe 100 people right now have it, and it's a very rare thing. It's called X-linked dominant erythropoietic protoporphyria, and it's made life really difficult for me. I deal with a lot of pain. I've dealt with a lot of problems. I have a severe allergy to sunlight, and it's been really difficult. But I have found my way in the world, and I have enjoyed helping other people. I coach a lot of people. I specialize in folks who are disabled or who have chronic illnesses, and I also specialize in people who are extra emotionally sensitive and people who have anxiety and depression. So I have been there. I have been able to overcome many obstacles in my life, and I still have lots to go. I'm not perfect, but I do try. Now, one of the things that is most important to me in my life, and I think one of the most important things should be anyway to everyone, is the importance of keeping a positive mental attitude and trying to think positive in your life. Now, when I say that, I don't want you to think that what I'm referring to is necessarily blocking out the reality of your life. If your life sucks, it's okay to just, like, admit that it sucks. You totally can. It's fine. You don't want to be in denial. You don't want to gloss over things that are actually wrong. But I think that being able to have a positive mental attitude can really go a long way in helping you to find solutions or find workable plans in order to combat some of these difficulties that you may have. I know that that has really helped me. I always think that I do better when I have a plan. And, you know, sometimes when you're panicking or you're depressed, you're sad, anxious, you can't think of a plan, and sometimes you just need to take a breath and calm down and just try and get up that courage and that faith in yourself. So right now with me, I want everyone who's listening, and I know this is live right now, but it will be available in podcast later, wherever you are right now, I want you to just close your eyes for just one moment, stop everything you're doing. I'm doing it too, and I just want you to breathe. Just take a nice, deep, cleansing breath right now. I want you to hold it just for a second. Just hold that breath just for a second, and then I want you to exhale. I want you to imagine right now just eliminating as much negativity out of yourself as possible as you exhale. And when you inhale again, I want you to think of the positive stuff, the good energy that you are actually taking into yourself. And yes, I know it's just a visualization. Now exhale, and exhale all the nasties. I know that that is just a visualization, and it's not necessarily real to some people, to any people maybe, but I feel that it's very important to release that tension and to add new and wonderful frames of mind into your life. When you change your frame of mind, you can actually solve, fix, or at least alleviate some of the issues that you have. Now, I'm going to give you the call-in phone number for guests. If you would like to speak with me on air, my phone number here is 657-383-0101. 657-0442. Again, I will repeat that for you. 657-383-0442. And you may give me a call and speak to me. I don't know if I'm going to get any calls because, again, this is my first show. I'm not exactly sure who's listening, but if someone is out there, give me a call. And what we're talking about again today is maintaining and sometimes even just getting a positive mental attitude. And I'm going to talk a few minutes about some things that can really help you to gain that positivity that everybody needs just to get through the day. Now, I feel personally that being positive and having that mindset that you can actually achieve these things, and, you know, I think that is not something that comes naturally to everyone. I will say I am very fortunate because I do think that while I've certainly been down in the dumps many times in my life, I feel like I'm very, very good at being able to kind of get myself out of that. And there are a lot of ways that we can do that. The very first way is to try and maintain your health, your physical health, as well as you can. If your doctor tells you to do certain things and it's like a big pain in, you know, certain places to do them, consider it anyway. It's important. You have to follow the rules. When you're 50 years old, get your colonoscopy. I actually had to have one recently, and it was no picnic, but it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And quite honestly, my doctor wanted me to have one last year, and I was, like, too scared, so I didn't. And then I had it, and I was like, oh, that was nothing. So you have to listen to your doctor. And even if you are scared to go to the doctor, even if you're scared to make some of these really big changes, you can always do the small physical changes. Get enough rest. Cannot stress that enough. Whenever you can get rest, take the opportunity if you need it. Don't be a hero. Relax. Get adequate sleep. Go to bed early. Sleep in late if you can. And, you know, a lot of people say that the very best mental functions tend to happen when we've had 8 hours of sleep. 7 is adequate, they say, but that 8th hour is apparently something that is magical for our brains, and it really just helps our cognitive abilities by leaps and bounds. I've heard other sources that say the very minimum you should get is about 5 hours of sleep. So best to get 8, but at least try to shoot for 5 if you can. Another thing, obviously, is good nutrition. Drink lots of water. Be hydrated. I have a big, big problem doing that. I will totally admit it. I know I need to do better, and I try. I really do try. But, you know, you have to drink your water. You have to stay hydrated. You also have to make sure that you're getting all of your vitamins and minerals and fruits and veggies and get enough protein. And did I say fiber? Because even if I said it already, you make sure you get the fiber. It's really important. it's also very important for you to remember that the brain is it's a small organ, but it actually, from what I understand, it uses up to a third almost of your daily calories that you intake. So make sure you eat enough. I know people are always trying to cut calories, and, you know, that's cool if you're trying to lose weight, but please make sure that you do it sensibly, because brain function is affected by what we eat, and if we don't get enough calories, we're not going to think straight. That's just the simple truth of the matter. Those are really just the basics of physical health. I didn't really forget exercise. I kind of left it for last because that's another area where I've made a lot of strides. I can do better, but boy, have I made strides. I actually was not an exerciser in my life until, oh, I don't know, about 2 years ago. And honestly, I still have to be really gentle with myself because, again, I do have a lot of chronic pain, but it's opened my world. It really has. If you don't exercise, try it. You don't have to do anything really fancy. You can start out really small. And if you already exercise, good for you. Keep going. And don't be afraid to challenge yourself when you feel like you need to move on to that next level. So anyway, those are just the physical aspects of keeping our bodies, you know, just in really basic running order. And then once we get those basic necessities out of the way, then we can really start nailing that positive attitude thing. Because then, once we have our very basic life instincts and life requirements, bodily requirements fulfilled, then we can start working on our minds a little bit. Now, it looks like I have a caller, so before I go on, I'm going to take a call. And hold on one moment here. Let me just do that. I'm still trying to figure out how to do that. So just give me one moment while I while I do this. I promise I'll do better next time. Okay. All right. Hello, caller.
Hello, is this Miss Sage?
Hi. Hello? Yes, this is Miss Sage. Hello.
I want to make sure that I'm not feeding back. Let me maybe turn down my volume a little bit.
Oh, yes, that would be good. I can hear you just fine, though.
What's up?
I can hear you just fine. What's up?
Yeah.
Did you ask me what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's up is I am doing a radio show. Have you been listening?
No, I haven't been listening.
Yeah. I know, it's late. It's like 11
I
o'clock
like
at night
radio.
Right now.
I like your... I go to sleep later than that. I like your radio show.
Okay. Do you have a question for me, caller?
Yeah. What do you do to make positive thoughts happen?
What do you do to make positive thoughts happen? Well, I have been explaining that. I think the very first thing you need to do is... Hello? I'm sorry, I'm hearing some music or something.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I had you on mute. I was trying to put you on mute so I could play guitar, but I guess that's... wow, you know what? I guess I wasn't on mute when I thought that I was on mute when I was using this headphone at work, too. Maybe that's why I don't have a job anymore with that company.
Okay. All right, well,
I'm
going to
put the guitar down.
I think that if you are looking to... I think that if you're looking to enhance your positive thinking, it's probably better for you maybe to just listen to the rest of the show. And I'm gonna hang up right now and see if I get another caller. So,
can I play guitar and sing on your show? Can I play guitar and sing on your show?
Can you play guitar and sing on my show?
Yes,
not
please.
This particular episode because I'm starting to run out of time. But
okay.
I have your number, so maybe I can give you a call and we can do that sometime.
Okay,
thank you very much for your question. And, you know, and to get more of an answer to that, you can just continue listening. Okay, thank you so much. All right. And the next thing that we want to do is talk a little bit about sort of the mental aspect of positive thinking. And by the way, audience, that was actually my friend Chris. I think he was he was having a little joke at our expense, and trying to fluster me a little bit. I hope I did okay. I mean, this is my first show, and we're really just kind of running a test here. So, but it's a test you guys get to hear because it's important. I think when people screw up to keep moving forward. Okay, so we're going to run through just a couple of quick positive thinking tips. Now, one of the really big ones, and this one is huge, huge, huge in the world of things like the law of attraction and different types of prosperity meditation and meditations for health, are positive affirmations. Now, positive affirmations, they say that they're sort of a basic, just a really basic part of positive thinking. And a lot of coaches will tell you to use affirmations I am kind of on the fence about it. I think that they can be very helpful, but I think you need to be very careful about how to use them. And I think the best way to use them really is rather than, for example, if you, for example, have a lot of weight that you have to lose. Let's say you're 200 pounds overweight. If you look in the mirror at yourself every day and say, I'm thin, I'm in good shape, I'm healthy. Well, I mean, I'm not going to debate the health versus weight or BMI topic, but if you look in the mirror every day and you say, I'm thin, I'm healthy, I wear a size 00, and you don't, I think that I'm not going to say it's bad, but I'm not really sure if it's a really constructive way to really let things sink in. I think it's much better to say things like, I'm working hard to get healthy. I'm achieving my goals and achieve them. I think it's important to say, I have a plan in mind for health. I have a plan in mind for a place in my life that I want to be, and I'm doing everything I can to work to get there. Those kinds of affirmations, I think, are much more powerful. The same thing goes with affirmations of wealth. People who, you know, have a dollar in their bank account, and I've been there. I have been there. I've actually been with the weight one, too. You know, you can't just say, I have $1 billion. And there are people who believe that you should do that. If you have a dollar and that's all you have, you say, I'm a billionaire. I have $1 billion. And, you know, billions of dollars are coming into my bank account. I think those can be great, and they maybe can make you feel good at the time because it's, you know, you're practicing feeling good for that time and getting yourself used to that feeling and attracting more positive energy. But I also think it's really important to give yourself that credit too and say, I'm working hard to make more money. I'm working hard for wealth. And then you talk about the things, affirm the things that you're doing. You know, say, I'm educating myself in order to get a better job so that I can be in a better position. I'm paying off my debts so that I can be free of debt and attract more money and manage my money better. Those things they're self-congratulatory, but they're also reminders that we have more power than I think sometimes we feel like we have. And I know that there are a lot of circumstances that can change everything in a second, but when you are working toward a goal and you're really, really working toward that goal, then you deserve to remind yourself that you're doing great because you're really, really trying. And I think that it's so important, and I think that any small amount of effort is going to pay off in a small way, and bigger efforts will pay off in bigger ways. And sometimes it doesn't always even out, and you have setbacks, but you need to keep going, and you need to keep telling yourself, I'm working really hard to do this, and I am on the right path. I'm doing the right thing. I think those are really the most important affirmations you can give yourself. Another thing that I think is really good is surrounding yourself with positive people. I think that is just one of the most important things you can do. There are so many people in the world who really are negative, and I think that negativity it's contagious. It's like a disease, but I think that positivity is as well. And when you surround yourself with other people who think positively and feel positively, and they have a good, solid outlook on the future, then that can really infuse you with inspiration. And I think it's going to encourage you when you're around people like that to feel lifted up and raised up by their success and inspired to achieve more. So I think that's a really, really important factor in being positive and feeling more positive. When you surround yourself with people who are also trying and who have goals and who are trying to improve themselves or who have already come a long way and want to share that with you. I would recommend staying away from negative people who make you feel bad, who put obstacles in your path, who make things harder. That is not what you want. And the people who are like that, they don't necessarily have to wish you ill. They might just not be very positive themselves. And that's really not going to help you in your life. It's going to be really difficult, and it's going to bring you down. The last couple that I'm going to mention here is one really quick one. The use of humor is, I think, really important. Now, I have a very good friend. Her name is Pragati Raval. She is a happiness coach. She is an aspiring laughter therapist. I have learned so much from her about laughter therapy and just the importance of using humor to release tension and to really just feel so much better sometimes about things. Humor, she has taught me that humor is an unbelievably powerful tool in our arsenal of positivity. It puts your mind in a new frame of reference. It changes the way you think about things when you're laughing, and it makes you feel more powerful. And it puts your mind back in that positive space that you want it to be in. It is really, really difficult to feel negative when you're laughing. So with that in mind, I would recommend that you watch something funny on TV, tell a joke, spend time with people who make you laugh and make you feel good. And another thing you can do is visualize. Think about where it is that you want to be in your life. Think about how you want it to work. And, you know, a lot of times people are upset, they're negative, they don't feel well. They kind of go in these circles, I think, these patterns of just, you know, nasty, negative, sad thoughts, and they don't even know what they want out of life. And I was like that in my life before. It's very important to visualize where you want to go so that you can figure out how to get there and how to, I think, just lift those clouds from your heart and your soul. When you have goals and you know what you want to achieve, then you just feel much better because you feel like you have a purpose. Now, I only have a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to give the call-in number again and ask. The call-in is 657-383-0442. And I'm going to tell you about the poll of this episode. And I'm not sure if anyone is listening. I think probably at this point it is late, probably not. The question, the poll that I'm asking for this episode is, what was the best advice that was ever given to you, and why? Why is it the best advice? How has it helped you? Now, you can call me off the air after this show has aired. You can call or text your answer to my voicemail number, 978-647-7243. That is 978-647-SAGE. Or you can go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/consultasage. And I really hope I can get some answers. I will share them with you in the next episode. And it looks like we just have about 3 minutes left. And we do have another caller, and I think it's actually Chris. I'm going to put him on, and hopefully he will be a little bit more serious this time. Hello,
hey,
caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's shaking? What's shaking?
I only have less than 3 minutes left. What is your question?
I just wanted to say thank you for doing this show. It meant a lot to me. And
well, thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling and helping me test everything. I'm going to hang up, though, right now and say goodbye, but because I only have a couple minutes left, I have to say goodbye to everyone. And I will, again, in the show, there will be a link, and there will be a phone number. So I want you to text, too, okay? Like, just tell me, what was the best advice you've ever gotten from someone, and why? Okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, all right, I'll talk to you later. Okay,
we'll be able
bye.
To listen to this recording. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it after. Okay, bye. Okay, that was cool. Chris, I know you're out there. I only have like 2 minutes. I appreciate you helping me because I really didn't know how the system worked. I really didn't. Anyway, looks like we're down to a minute and change here, so I just wanted to thank you guys. This was really fun. I enjoyed this. I hope I sounded okay. I definitely know what I'm talking about, but I really hope that I was able to convey my enthusiasm and my interest in this topic. And I have about a billion other things that we could talk about, but with positivity too, it's so important to me. But I'm going to let you guys go for now. And again, thank you so much for listening. And I really can't wait to see if I get some answers for my poll question, what was the best advice ever given to you and why. And again, if you want to call me and leave a voicemail or you want to send a text, the number is 978-647-7243. And I really would love to hear from you guys. I guess that's about it for now. So again, I am MV Sage, and this was my first episode ever. Thank you for listening. And if ever you have any questions and you need some help, remember to consult the Sage. Take care, everyone. Bye.